I considered her treaty before responding. Only if the names don't suck. Sucky names are in the eye of the beholder, Jake. Deal or no deal. I realized that I was most likely throwing my future daughters under the bus, but what could I do? I had to save my son. So, sorry, Enid, I tried. Deal. Casey smiled and gazed upon our tiny son. Well then, hello, Slater Scott McAllister. It's nice to finally meet you. I contacted the visiting committee, inviting them to our birthing suite to meet baby Slater. There were rules on the number of people allowed to visit, but clearly they'd made an exception for us, if only to get out of the path of the stampede that was now filing through our door. As they filled every corner of the room, each wore the same dreamy, happy smile, and all were offering up a handshake, kiss, or hug. The cooing was nearly unbearable as everyone got his or her first look at our son. Casey took it all in stride, proudly offering our perfect specimen of a child up as proof of what superior genetic intermingling could create. My father was the last one in, and he had to duck under the doorframe to keep from clipping the top of the head of the little blonde passenger riding on his shoulders. Oh, he gasped upon catching sight of his newest grandchild. Look at that little beauty. Let the spoiling begin. Those weren't just words, either. My father was a master spoiler, and the worst possible example for growing minds. He did anything for a laugh, and that included gurgling water at the dinner table, spitting out food, and accidentally slipping out words that were decidedly not G-rated. So hysterically inappropriate was he that we'd been forced to assign a title to his behavior. Grampy Manners. His grandchildren knew they could only emulate his actions around him. Any outside Grampy Manners were strictly forbidden. Touching Casey's arm gently, my mother asked, "Are you in a lot of pain?" "I don't feel anything yet, but I'm figuring it'll be smarting real soon." "Oh, please," Kyle scoffed. "I get so tired of women complaining about how childbirth is the most painful thing ever. Obviously, they've never stepped on a Lego." "Whoa, buddy," Kenzie said, laughing as she grabbed his hand and steered him away. "Sorry, Casey, I try, but sometimes it's just a losing battle." "Mommy," called the toddler currently residing on my father's shoulders, holding his arms out and wiggling to get down. "Hold on, I'm getting you," my dad said, making an effort to remove the boy. "I got him." Reaching up, I plucked the tow-headed tot off his perch, arms immediately wrapped around my neck as he nestled against me. "Were you a good boy while we were gone?" I asked, giving the 15-month-old child a kiss on his silky smooth cheek. He nodded, his hair bobbing up and down, but he was no longer interested in me. His wide, curious eyes were trained on his mother and the newborn baby in her arms. "Look what I have," Casey said, smiling up at him. Setting the squirmy toddler on the bed beside her, I asked our firstborn, "What do you say, Miles? Are you ready to meet your little brother?"
This has been Cake, the Newlyweds, written by Jay Bengtson, narrated by Andy Arndt and Joe Arden. Copyright 2018 by Jay Bengtson. Production copyright 2018 by Jay Bengtson. Production coordination by Lyric Audiobooks. Andy Arndt and Joe Arden are members of SAG-AFTRA.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.